Well, well, well. Looks like we've got new news in. As the world tuned into the Oscars, we were able to see and hear the slap that echoed the world.
Welcome to the Colors of Relationships podcast. I'm your host, Cedric Weatherspoon, licensed marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Dr. Asia King, licensed professional clinical counselor. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show.
These next couple of episodes are going to break down the themes of what we witnessed. And from the therapeutic perspective, with Chris Rock and Will Smith, and what happened there. So much to go over. Did you get a chance to watch the Oscars?
No, I did not get a chance to watch the Oscar. I typically don't watch the Oscars because, I mean, it's kind of boring to me. I'm sorry. It's like watching the Grammy, all these award shows. I don't really get into them because some acts are good. And then you got to go through all of this other stuff. And I just don't have the patience.
So I didn't watch it either. But when I saw Will Smith and Chris Rock, you know, circulating the circuits, and they kept, you know, anything that pops up keeps popping up on your Google or your Yahoo. You're like, wait a minute, what's going on? Something has happened. Like, I hope everybody's okay. So I paused and I looked at it. And I guess what was your first reaction when you saw it?
My first reaction is I thought it was a joke. When I saw it on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and all the sites I usually look at, I thought, oh, okay, they're cracking jokes and it's a funny thing. But as time went on, you know, it came out that, yeah, he slapped him on stage in front of the whole world.
And it was serious.
It was a serious issue. So I had to dig into it and just look a little bit more. So I, you know, unlike you, Doc, I do the social media thing and I check what people are saying. So, you know, there's a lot of buzz out there about what happened, what should have happened. Even, you know, it's always this whole thing is if it was me, I would have, you know, I got a lot of that too. It's tons of perspectives out there. And hopefully in these next few episodes, we're able to kind of break things down.
Okay. So let's break down what we saw.
You got to kind of get the backstory.
Okay.
So the backstory is, so Chris Rock, the comedian, we know Chris Rock likes to roast everybody.
Everybody.
He's been doing it his whole career. And so
whole career.
He'll come at your life. Everybody laugh. Hee hee ha ha. You know, the interesting thing is like they did a skit in Living Color where he was doing his jokes and then someone got mad and stormed the stage and then started to kick him and fight him, you know, and it was funny. That was a good spoof. And then so Chris Rock is known for that. So the other part of this story is Jada, she has a hair condition called alopecia. And so she struggled with alopecia throughout her whole life. And alopecia, for folks who don't know, is a skin condition that you get on your scalp and you lose bits and pieces of your hair. So she was done with the battle and she decided to shave her whole head. And that was a big thing. Everybody knew about it. She was open about it and she was clear about what her struggle was. So is that piece. The other piece is, as we know, Will and Jada's life has been very public.
Very.
You know, with some of the infidelities, the open relationships. So the stress from having these open relationships and stuff like that, that could have been a theme. I don't know. And then the other piece that a lot of folks are missing is Will has had some traumatic relationship. His first relationship he was in, Will was hurt very bad by that relationship. I think his wife may have cheated on, don't quote me on that, but it was that damage that he's been hurt before around infidelity and all these other things. And it's just, you know, he's had a tough time in relationships. So that's the backstory. you know, about the relationship. And now we roll up to 2022 Oscars, you know, this debate that Black folks are never included in being a part of the Oscars. So that's a narrative. And so finally, we got our chance to shine. We had tons of Black actors receiving awards. Samuel L. Jackson received an honorary Oscar. Will Smith, of course, received one. And Questlove received an Oscar. The Williams sisters were there because of Will getting his Oscars. So a Black producer producing the Oscars. So it was a lot. It was a lot on the line here. So why? I don't know. I mean, it's folks producing an Oscar to me, producing an award show. But the standard was really high. So that's the story. I mean, that's the context that we're dealing with. So as we know, you know, if we had the clip, you would see that Will was in the audience. Chris was on stage doing his thing, doing what he does. Now, I'm going to point this out. All the jokes he got, he did before he got to Will Smith, they wasn't really that personal. You know, there was, ha-ha, yeah, you making fun about people, but you wasn't making fun about somebody's, you know, body parts or somebody's wife. You wasn't isolating people. But when it came to Will, he said, I can't wait, told Jada, I can't wait to see you in the next episode of G.I. Jane.
Right.
So Will chuckled. You know, I always pay attention to the sister on the side of it. If you watch that clip, the sister on the side of it was like, oh, you know, like that wasn't a good joke. So the sister was uncomfortable with the joke that was sitting next to him. And so Will chuckled, and I looked at Jada, and Jada was like, man, you know how, you know, on The Nutty Professor, when Dave Chappelle went at Sherman Klump and put him down and he was feeling embarrassed? It was that type of stuff. So Will looked, and he popped up. Next thing you know, he parading up the stage. And so... the funny thing is, if you watch the clip, Chris Rock said, uh-oh.
but he knew something was coming, he didn't know what was coming. Right.
So Will pulls back, bam, slap him, turned his head, and then walked off the stage like, yeah. And then went and sat down and said, keep my wife effing name out your mouth. And said it twice. And Chris Rock said, okay. And then like a G, you know, like he didn't fall on the ground and flap around like a flounder. So I'm going to give him that credit. He didn't flap around like a flounder. He tucked his chin in and said, now that this will be a night to remember. And then he went on with the show. And so Denzel got involved after the fact when the camera was off and they calmed the situation down and they moved forward with it. You know, now we're sitting there. It's like, OK, what's going to be the blowback? And now the Oscars got to make a decision. The committee has to make a decision if they're going to reprimand Will Smith for going on stage and doing what he did. So that's the story.
Okay. So same as you, I saw Will Smith. I heard the joke and I saw Jada. I didn't even see the actress that was behind Will. I didn't see her reaction, but I saw Jada. And Jada rolled her eyes like, whatever. Like, you can tell it was like, man, get the F out of here, you know? And Will at first did laugh. But, you know, we go back into that nervous laugh piece. And anytime you're with a partner and there is contention or hurt and pain in a relationship or just even repair, your partner is always going to be out your peripheral. You're always going to be watching for like your partner's reaction to stuff. Because if you've been called on not being sensitive or being attentive to them, you're now going to start paying attention to that. And I think because she was in his peripheral and she rolled her eyes and her head, I think it gave a cue to Will that what he might have just passed off as whatever, I felt like he did it to let her know that he has her back. Now, do I condone violence? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because him walking up on stage and doing that, at first I thought it was a joke. I was like, oh, they didn't plan something. Okay, that's weird. But, you know, actors in Hollywood is weird. But then when he sat down and he said, keep my wife's F name out your mouth, and said it twice, and I could tell the intensity in his voice and the shock from the audience, I was like, oh, wait a minute, this is real. And then Chris then said, it was just a joke. That wasn't even one of my worst jokes. That was actually a nice joke. And then you heard Will say it again. You see Chris kind of take a pause as if now he's like processing, like, oh, he's not playing. Because he's like, oh, okay. All right. And then that's when I realized, I was like, okay, this was serious. So I guess the question is, did Will Smith really do that out of love, or did he do that out of pride and ego?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We do not know at all. And the problem I have is, you know, I saw a lot of the comments, but it was all speculation. We don't know. Like, I described a narrative to you. That was a lengthy narrative. I think that was about 8 minutes of me rambling on about something. But, you know, we don't know what happened before the Oscars, what kind of news he got before the Oscars. We don't know what Chris Rock's thinking was. We don't know what Jada's thinking was. All I know is here's a bunch of human beings here with sitting in emotion. That's what we know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Can I tell you what I think? I'm going to tell you anyway.
Go ahead.
You don't have to give me permission. I'm going to tell you anyway. I think that Will and Jada, and they've told you this. I mean, this part isn't even what I think. Their relationship has been very intense and very contentious. And as we've worked with couples throughout the years, we've seen relationships that are so intense in fighting and so intense in loving. And so there's intense going back and forth, and I hate you and I hope you die. And then just that same intensity of, I love you, I got your back, and I'll ride and die for you forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they have described that intensity between love and hurt for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so the night of the Oscars was about that intensity of love that was misplaced. It was misplaced.
Mm-hmm.
Because Will could have absolutely corrected Chris. He could have gone on stage and taken the mic and say, hey man, what we're not going to do is we're not going to talk about my wife. Take the joke back. If he mm-hmm. wanted to make a grand gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the slap, Will is a big guy.
Yes, he is.
He is a big guy. That was a gentleman's slap. I'm trying to tell you, if he really wanted to knock Chris out, he could have. So he actually held back because Chris wasn't prepared for any physical altercation.
His hand was behind his back.
His hand was behind his back.
That shows you a level of trust that they had with each other. Because if he thought Will was a threat, he wouldn't have never had his hand behind his back.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, they're friends. They're business colleagues. They work in the same circle. So you think really he's coming up there to assault me? But even with him being not prepared, Chris not being prepared, Will Smith could have knocked him to the floor. So to me, not only was there a level of trust, but there was a little level of self-constraint.
Mm.
It was just enough to he should have just pulled out a white glove and said, I challenge you to a duel.
Okay. Did you see this Dave Chappelle skit with Charlie Murphy and Rick James?
Yeah. Which one?
One when he said, what the five fingers say to the face.
They just
slap. And he said, at least in France, what they do is they don't just haul off and slap somebody. They get a white glove, slap you to the face and say, I challenge you to a duel. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
That was a gentleman's slap.
Yep. It wasn't very gentle, though.
It wasn't gentle, but it was not full force because he could have thrown Chris off of his rocker. So to me, it was an opportunity to show Jada his his ride and die nature for her. And it was an opportunity to show the world, because they have put a lot of their business out there in the streets.
Mm. Yep. But when you're an actor or you're in the public life, your business is going to be in the streets. You have to really guard that.
Only if you do it. Because we don't know anything about Lawrence Fishburne. You don't even know really about Denzel's wife.
No.
No. So, no, your business is not out in the streets unless you make it a show, which she did. The Red Talk Table. Red Table Talk.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And so I think there were a lot of pressures there. And, you know, in our next episode, we're going to talk about snapping. And splitting from yourself. And what does that mean when you can be fine 1 minute and one word, one sound, one gesture can send you over the edge?
So to wrap things up, you know, what's the takeaway from this episode?
Takeaway from this episode is that the intensity and what we hide behind with our actions, and Will and Jada and the intensity of their relationship and how it's on display for the world, and how maybe that might have sent Will over the edge in order to protect his wife.
My takeaway is you only know what you know. So I'm going to simplify this situation is we don't know folks' lives. We don't know what they're going through on a daily basis. And I think it makes it even more challenging when people decide to comment or speculate or say anything about the situation, that you only know a piece of the story. Like when we started this episode, I just shared a small piece of the story. That's a story in amidst of a ton of stories that's connected to this incident. So, you know, try to be patient and judge less. You know, like they said, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around Will's.
Well, you're absolutely right. But for the sake of creating a show, we finna speculate.
Okay.
So
that was a good line. You got to admit that was good.
Yeah, I mean that was great. That was great. But you know, if that's the case, we could call it a day, because what do we say? Focus on your own stuff. Don't worry about anybody else. But
like we used to say, stop being messy.
Stop being messy. Well, we're not being messy. We're being observational. And with that, we will come back with our next episode on splitting, stepping away from oneself. See you later.
Be sure to find us on Facebook at Colors of Relationships. Follow us on Instagram at The Colors of Relationships, and find us on Twitter at The COR Podcast.